Welcome to Health Media Now with award-winning author and host Denise Messenger for a lifetime of health empowerment. Live by being in the pink, meaning P stands for being persistent, I stands for using your intuition, N stands for networking, and K stands for obtaining knowledge. Preserve and protect your health by listening live every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our guests entertain and share cutting-edge information. They share with you what may have taken years to achieve through experience in their field. Become inspired and motivated. Reach your full potential with fascinating tips and products. Receive a lifetime of benefits from authors, doctors, practitioners, healthcare providers, and learn about exciting new products. You asked for it, and we deliver. Now, here's your host, Denise Messenger.
Hello, listeners. Welcome. Today's November 19th, 2014. We have a wonderful guest with us today. Her name is Kate McKay. We're going to be talking about fitness secrets that you can share with your family and friends. We're going to most likely stay on topic. However, we're going to give you some secrets on how you can get through the holiday season with some really great tips. Kate is a master motivator. She has a multi-million dollar business. She's a best-selling author, a transformational speaker, coach, business consultant, a fitness guru, entrepreneur, and a mother. She started the Living Sexy movement to inspire others to embrace prosperity, abundance, and celebrate their unique hotness. We're also going to be talking today about her book, Living Sexy, Fit at Any Age. I'm sure she's going to have some very valuable information for all of us. So let me bring Kate onto our show now. Hi, Kate. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thank you so much. I'm so thrilled to be on the show. I love the whole pink message. It's very empowering just to hear that and really be part of the show is absolutely thrilling. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Very welcome. I like to start my show out by asking my guest, how did you get on the path that you're on today? How'd you get started?
Well, that's such a great question because it's like, where do we begin when we're, I'm 51, so I think that the a lot of where I start with the is I'm one of nine children, and so much of you know how I set my life up is starting off by telling people how big my family is and how crazy it is. So so I started out my life just being the classic ADHD girl. I always felt like I didn't fit in, and so it was a little bit crazy. A little bit crazy, but I always enjoyed movement, and that was a place where I always felt really powerful and celebrated that, although I did not fit in. See, this is the piece that's so important as part of my platform.
Mm-hmm. When you say you didn't feel like you fit in with who?
Well, I think that what happens, I'm the classic ADHD-er, so I really felt that a lot of how I live my life was, I felt I was a small person in this really big, with this really big personality, and it's my firm belief that we're all here on a divine assignment, that we're all here for a unique and different purpose, and so for me, that was really, I wanted to play small because I felt like I was too big, right? Because in school, it was Katie, sit down, Katie, be quiet, you know, Katie, stop talking, right? So this is what I heard all the time. And it really took me to be in my, when I started competing, believe it or not, in Fitness America at age 41, after I had my three children, that I really made this transformation of releasing some very deep self-doubt and self-loathing. That was the core of who I am. So the bottom line is that much of what I preach and I talk about, whether I'm talking about business development, whether I'm talking about, you know, celebrating your unique hotness, and I just use that language just to sort of break the paradigm, to really get into a conversation. What does it mean to be hot? What does it mean to be in celebration of who you are? Because so many people are waiting for permission to live in who they are, right? They really are. People are hungry, are passionate, and we live through other people because we're afraid to live all in. This is what I see most often. And so now people say, well, how can you be so confident? What is it about you that makes you so confident? And I have a story behind it. I can't teach it. I can't talk it. I can't preach it if I don't have the story and I haven't lived through dark. I've lived through the darkness, right? I had a brother who was tragically murdered in 1987. And that really put, you know, a tailspin on my family. You know, he was 18 months younger than me. We were extraordinarily tight. And that was a real tragedy for me. How do we redefine? How do we resurrect ourselves and teach people the power of resiliency? Really, that is so much of what it is. And living in that power and strength as resilient, powerful people, and particularly women. See, I use this word, powerful, and I want to celebrate that in women because oftentimes we're comfortable using the word empowering, and I believe firmly that we as women are powerful in our feminine, right? And it's time to redefine it. And I just wrote an article for Entrepreneur Magazine. They wanted me to write about women in negotiation. And they were thrilled with it. And they said, well, do you mind if we actually gender neutralize it? Well, originally I was like, I don't know, that's kind of weird. But really what the more powerful piece behind it was, they wanted to have a conversation about how women communicate that's actually much more now mainstream in corporate America. And to me, that's something to celebrate, that we're moving from the communal model, you know, where it used to be just from the I to the we, from the I to the us, right? And it's wonderful. This is very, very, very good news for women in business and women in the world, that we can stand up and be powerful in the way we communicate and being vulnerable, right? Being vulnerable is powerful, right? So we have that Brené Brown book that's out about daring greatly, a phenomenal book of celebration about the power of women and our power in being vulnerable and leading with an open heart. And, you know, I'm here to celebrate that, both in body and mind and in spirit.
How does sexy enter into your program?
So the word sexy, the reason why I have it is the bottom line, as I said, I'm 51. So I have the cover of my book is supposed to be a parody. I want people to view sexy as what it means to be in celebration of uniquely who you are in the world, how you show up, how you want to define it. So it's individual. It's about what it doesn't matter. I had this really great radio interview with this guy out in L.A. on a radio show, morning talk show. And he's like, well, what is this about this inner hottie thing? He goes, I'm 25 pounds overweight. I'm 60 years old. Do I have an inner hottie? And I'm like, absolutely. Well, he laughed and he laughed and he laughed because here I was celebrating his inner hottie when he didn't even feel that he had it, right? So this isn't just a conversation for women. This is a conversation for men, for us to have a new conversation about what it means to be in celebration for who we are and how we show up in the world.
Well, self-confidence, self-esteem, that all enters into it.
Right. And a real clear sense of purpose. And I think that's the piece that we can't define what our sense of purpose is if we're so filled with self-doubt and self-loathing. And this is a massive stumbling block for men and women. And how do we let people find a way, give them a gateway into coming into a place where they can live in a place of celebration and who they are and be able to tune in to what really they love in life, what turns them on, what makes them passionate. You know, again, I can't stress it enough. You know, we're all here on divine assignment. It is my full-on belief that we're each here, and we were given something juicy, something really exciting to live into. It may be building birdhouses for some people. It may be leading a nation for others. But it is so important that we embrace that and celebrate that and figure out what it is and then live all in that.
Listeners, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Kate McKay. She's the author of the book, Living Sexy Fit at Any Age. Let's talk a little bit about your book. What was the main motivation for writing it?
Well, this is the truth. I would go and I would speak to groups of people, in both in business and women's groups, And I would talk about the building of my multi-million dollar company that I built from scratch as a stay-at-home mom. And so people were fascinated. They loved the idea of prosperity. They loved the idea of celebrating abundance. And certainly I expressed my journey, how I went from scarcity to abundance through the success of my business and the journey that I had to go in order to embrace being a professional, successful businesswoman. I was a theater major, right? So there was no one modeling how to run a business. I had to completely gut run it and surround myself with amazing people. So I would talk to these people, and they'd come after and say, wow, Kate, you're so inspirational. You're motivating me. You know, thank you for being so authentic. But, you know, they'd pull me aside and say, can you tell me, like, you know, how do you get your arms to look like that, right? Or, you know, how come you're so fit? And I would just kind of laugh because I didn't realize, see, I don't identify myself with the body. I identify with myself as being the strong and from the inside, right? I know what it feels like to be strong. So I realized, frankly, that, yes, I do have a system. I have a system for feeling, to being fit. And my dad's 89, does power yoga 4 times a week. He was a great role model. But I really do, again, I have a system for that I really explain very clearly in Living Sexy Fit. The whole first section of the book is exactly what we've been talking about in this conversation, is how we define healthy boundaries, how we live in integrity, and how we embrace positive self-worth. And I have step-by-step actions. It's more of a workbook, frankly, very easy to read. And because I didn't want something that was too heady. I want people to be able to pick it up and say, oh my gosh, I hear the story. It resonates with me. I need to make these changes. And Kate is providing me with actionable steps and tips to do it. Because it's about action. The bottom line is we can have brilliant ideas. Brilliant. You know, with so many, you know, where is the most wealthy place in the entire world? They're in cemeteries, right? Because people die with their dreams. Well, I am passionate every day to ensure that that doesn't happen, that people are ignited enough. And, you know, sometimes we can do that lovingly, and sometimes, you know, we are a little more firm. I was a personal trainer in my previous life, so that's not too hard for me. And, of course, I'm a mom, so we have to be real powerful in the nose and know you have to do it this way because this is the right thing for you, right? So,
right.
So the formula really is, 70% is your nutrition. People hate to hear that statistic, right? They're like, can I just do treadmill for an hour and just go eat whatever I want? Maybe, you know, eat one less Big Mac. No. Really, it's nutrition. 80% clean. You can still have your treats, right? You know this. This is all the stuff you hear, right? But I provide the shopping list and all that. And listen, we have to build in the celebration. You know, if it is not fun, we're not going to stick to it. If we don't have a clear vision of our why, we're not going to stick to it. I love ice cream. I'm competing in a big show this weekend in Las Vegas. Let me tell you how much little candy treats I have stuck to my suitcase, right? Because I've sacrificed much, right? I've gone through this journey of having my body be a certain way, just like Michelangelo, right? It's just, I'm embodying something. And then I enjoy the treats and the celebration. That's what it's, you know, we have to live in celebration. Deprivation is just, good things aren't going to happen if we live perpetually in that state. And that includes emotional and spiritual and financial deprivation, frankly. It's all tied in. And the last section of the book is really about, I'm a strength training girl. I think that for women, being strong is extremely important, not only because it's the best way to look great and have a really great physique, but how it supports all our tissue and prevents falls and injuries as we age. There's no better way to be strong and ensure a long life than to really to work on that strength training. So I have a strength training program in there. And then the last section, obviously, is implementation. What steps you can take, small, actionable, yummy steps. I say yummy, I say succulent, I say juicy. Why do I do that? Because I want people to understand the tangible, emotional, textural experience of being fit or having prosperity and money or being so connected to your God, whatever that God may be, that you can feel it, right? Because we can be intellectual, and I'm smart, but, you know, the bottom line is I want to be emotionally smart. I want to be tuned in. I want people to tune in to their emotional space and who they are and then put all those pieces together so they can live a rockin' life.
Well, it's wonderful that you have the physical training in your background because it gives you so much. It gives you a better standing.
Right, exactly.
As well.
Right.
You understand the importance of nutrition, and you also understand the importance of exercise on a daily basis.
Right,
what,
exactly.
What guidelines would you recommend to our listeners regarding cardiovascular exercise?
So I am, first of all, let's just talk about the holidays coming up. This is a great way to segue into some tips that I'd love to offer. I have a couple lifestyle clients that call me in a panic. I have a new job, or I'm going to be traveling, and I can't fit in this regular workout, you know, that I've been doing, whether it's an hour or three times a day. Well, listen, take a deep breath. It's okay, right? So we're going to get through. We're going to get through the holidays, and if we can just commit to 20 minutes, 3 to 4 times a week of HIIT training. So our regular workout maybe is like a 50-60% effort. We're doing a little cardio, doing a little machine. If you focus, just jack up your intensity to like an 80-85% and mixing in that cardiovascular exercise, HIIT training, H-I-T-T, high intensity exercise, with some body weight squats, some push-ups against the bench, but keep your pace going so your heart rate is up. 20 minutes, 4 times a week, and you'll be awesome. That 3 to 5 pound gain that we didn't tend to gain over the holidays will be in the past. So the bottom line, if you're exercising, you're going to feel better. Feel better. Yeah, it's just a natural gain. Just a couple other tips, if you don't mind me adding. Hydration, right? I live in the East Coast, right? So when it gets cold, no one wants to drink water. But we have to do it. I mean, the bottom line is that 50% of your weight should be in the ounces of water you drink minimally. You know, and there's a lot of flack out there. Oh, you don't really have to drink that one. Your tissue needs hydration. The amount of chemicals that are in our environment, we need to flush our system. It boosts our metabolism. It makes our skin gorgeous and luscious. There are so many reasons why water is key. So that is just a non-negotiable in you know, what I would tell people, particularly in the holiday season. See if you can boost it. Just add that 8 to 16 ounces more per day and watch the level of fatigue decrease, just because you're hydrating a beautiful body. Your body deserves it. My newest client is an anesthesiologist. And so he's like, well, I just don't like drinking water. You know, I don't have time for that. I said, let me ask you a question. How important is it that your patients are hydrated? And he goes, yeah, point taken, right? So, you know, we have to apply these lessons to who we're speaking to, right? And that's a perfect example of someone who knows they should hydrate, weren't putting themselves in the equation, put their patient's needs over their own. So that's an important piece. Mm-hmm. And the final piece I just want to address on nutritional end is really getting that protein in the morning. Every morning I have a quarter cup of dry oats, so it turns out to a half a cup of oats with coconut oil and a quarter cup of blueberries. Then I also have 3 eggs, or I may have a half to three quarters of a cup of egg whites. It's non-negotiable for me 7 days a week. Why? Okay, why do I do that? Because it starts my day with a gorgeous, it shows self-respect for my body. It provides energy, it provides strength, and it provides a sense of accomplishment and really sets the tone for me for the day. So I just ask the listeners, please make the commitment to have that protein in the morning. Make the commitment on the water. And one final piece is this whole idea about building in a margin, building in a space in your day as you move through this last quarter of the year. What is it that you want, your vision for you, December 31st? How do you want to look and feel on that day? You know, what are you wearing? Who are you with? So when you're looking back on the 6 weeks from today, what have you done? What small changes have you made to up-level your life so you're living a life with you at the center, passionate, committed, so that you can do the work that you came here to do, to serve the world in ways that give you satisfaction, pleasure, and peace. So when you lay your head on the pillow at night, you know you have a job well done. There is nothing that gives me greater inner peace and satisfaction than knowing that I live in that space.
Oh, that's wonderful. Just wonderful to hear. With your morning breakfast, you eat 2 eggs, whole eggs, and then you also eat a total of 4 egg whites. Why the egg whites?
So I eat, this is the deal. Eggs are the purest form of protein that you can get. So, like, right now I'm getting ready for shows. So every day I use it now. I just measure it out, egg white. So I'll have, like, a half a cup to three-quarters of a cup of egg white. I love to taste the yolks. I don't have a cholesterol problem. Latest studies have shown that eggs and cholesterol was somewhat overstated, where you have to be more concerned, obviously, with eating a great amount of animal fat, right, and sugar, right? Sugar's the other one. That is deadly, but boy, I sure do love it. And I have to admit, right here in radio, I'm a sugar addict, right? I mean, it's more addictive than cocaine. This is the truth be told, studies have proven, right? So you know what, and yeah. This is why I say the coconut oil in my oatmeal, because what the studies have shown with coconut oil, and you probably heard this already, is that it actually cures and lowers sugar cravings, right? So we have to embrace healthy fats. And that's really hard for me, certainly, growing up and when I did in the 80s, where everything was low fat. Even my dad, I'm like, Dad, you got to have whole milk. You got to, you know, because he's a skinny Irish guy. So, and it's tough for him to make that shift, you know. But yeah, so it's really, really important. And I love the eggs. Everything is laid out in Living Sexy Fit in the book. I give some chapter on recipes. And there's also just a real rough meal plan. I mean, I'm eating five, six times a day, having smaller meals. So embrace moderation, honor yourself, remembering that self-respect truly does begin at the lips.
It does. I use coconut oil for everything. I put it in my shakes in the morning.
Isn't it wondrous?
It.
You know what I do? It's so scary. But have you ever taken coconut oil and you mix it with, like, you can mix it with, like, a hemp protein and cocoa, and you make the balls. So you can just eat them and nibble them, and they're just so delicious, and they're good for you. You know,
that's a great idea.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'll send you the recipe. I don't have it in – I think I have it in Living Sexy Living Sexy Fit workbook that's coming out soon. But, just mixing hemp protein, coconut oil, cocoa powder, and if you use, you know, maple syrup or honey or stevia, whatever you want for sweetener.
And this is kind of a cute story, but I'm an animal lover, so I have a couple dogs. And every time I go to the cupboard and get the coconut oil out, my dog beats me to the cupboard.
No. Do they like it?
He loves it. If I get
never
a tablespoon,
heard of such a thing.
If I get a tablespoon, he gets a tablespoon.
Oh, my gosh. Your dog must have beautiful fur.
He does.
Oh, well, that's very sweet. And, you know, we have to take care of our animal babies as we take care of our own babies. It's just so, so important. I'm an animal crazy love, too. I totally get that.
How can we cheat without ruining our diet?
Well, I don't believe in the word diet, and I don't believe in the word cheating, because basically what does that say, right? That's deprivation mode. So let's talk about clean eating, right? We're going to eat clean, and then we're going to put in time where we can live with having the foods that we enjoy, because we eat for fuel, but we also eat for emotional reasons, right? So I have another chapter in Living Sexy Fit about, you know, how we can have relationships with food and understanding why we're eating. Just ask a why, right? Am I eating because this chocolate chip cookie reminds me of my grandmother, and I loved her, and she just died last year, you know? I mean, this is truth. There's a story behind why we eat. So asking the why. But the bottom line is that it is okay to eat for pleasure. You know, we've lost that ability to eat for pleasure. But I think the most important piece is understanding what moderation is. Tune in to what's full. Set a beautiful plate for yourself. Light candles. I do this with my children. You know, I set the table and I light candles so that it's a ritualistic, beautiful little space for my children. Creating a spiritual, peaceful place for food is really important. You know, it truly is. And, you know, paper plates and all that just bummed me out. I'm just going to be truthful. And, you know, even because I'm from nine kids and we had 11 of us all together, we still lit candles. We still use cloth napkins because it was a way, a ritualistic way to honor the time together. So how can we do that, you know, in a group, but also with ourselves?
And it's particularly important now to sit down as a family and eat together.
Very much. Very, very
much. Is it never too late to become really fit?
I couldn't agree more, absolutely. Absolutely. I saw this woman today at the gym, and some of the hottest, most feistiest women are in their 60s and 70s. And we just high-five each other. Because, see, the thing is as you get older, you're less worried about having to look a certain way or be this perfect look. You understand that fitness, that being hot from the inside, is an inside job, right? So if we live in self-love, well, it's so true. It's an inside job, right? So, you know, it truly is, right? So when I'm telling you, I'm not kidding you when people say you're so fit, and I go, huh? Because I honestly am inside my body, and I know what I want to feel like, and I like feeling powerful. And when people say you're fit, oh, okay. Well, but I don't have any ego in it. See, that's the beautiful thing about aging is that, you know, I understand the importance of honoring the body I have because this is the one-shot rodeo. Right, I want to have some good stories when I'm at the bingo table. There's going to be some good stories, right? So, you know, so that's the most important thing is I think that it is never too late. I mean, again, looking at my dad at 89 years old, has suffered the health issues that he has, and he's committed because he's passionate to feel a certain way. So that's what I ask the listeners tonight, really, as I'm closing down here, is that really, what do you want to feel like? Give yourself permission to feel good. Give yourself permission to forgive yourself. Give yourself permission. You're worthy. You're worthy of love. You're worthy of abundance. You're worthy of feeling hot. You're worthy of it. Truly you are. And if nothing else, the mantra tonight as you lay in bed is really saying, I'm worthy. I'm worthy. I'm worthy.
You'll be a lot healthier for it.
And so will your relationships, because we didn't even touch on that. We'll have to do that on another call. But how that's reflected in the way we communicate, right? I just wrote another article in Entrepreneur, and it was about the 5 skills you need to acquire to be a good leader. And guess what? These skills were all based on personal development. It was self-reflection. It was understand your why. Understand what makes you feel passionate. It was about personal development. And, you know, how many people share that on LinkedIn and Twitter? Over thousands, right? And so because this message resonates, you see. It doesn't matter if we're in the business community, whether we're sitting around a table with a bunch of moms. This is what resonates in our society now. It really, truly is, and I love to see that it's in corporate America. And this Kate McKay, who has never took a business class, built a multi-million-dollar company, 51 years old, competing in a bikini competition, you know, single mom, 3 kids, right? We are here to break the paradigm. We don't need people to give us permission to break the paradigm. I am here to celebrate each and every person on the call. If you have any questions for me, if you want to be inspired or to be challenged, you know, please share your struggle. Share where you're at. I'd love to support people. I'm on the phone all day with people calling me last minute with 20-year-old girls or 60-year-old businessmen. It's like the spectrum of who I touch is big because, you know, obviously I have 6 and 9 kids. I never had my own, you know, I'm lucky I had my own underwear, frankly. I'm going to be honest with you, you know. so just coming from that point. So that's an important conversation for sure.
Of course it is. So why don't you tell our listeners how they can obtain your book, how they can reach you, what's your website, et cetera.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much. So my website is kate-mckay.com, and you can follow me on Twitter, kate-mckay18. And I also have on my Facebook page, just McKay, the Master Motivator. And I'd love to answer your questions or share or reach out. I'm working now mostly on building my speaking business, and I'm also creating a couple reality pilots because I'm just a nut. And so that's the stuff that I'm working on now. I'm very excited. Next month I'll be filming my first PBS show. So I'm putting together as my first live TV gig, which I'll be doing filming next December. I think that will be running in March. So if people want information on that, they can sign up for my newsletter on katemckay.com.
Oh, wonderful.
So if they sign up for my newsletter, they get the first free chapter, you know, first few free chapters of Living Sexy Fit. they can go to Amazon. I actually wrote, I was part of two other best-selling books this year, wrote a chapter in one book called Motherhood Dreams and Success about how moms can attain their dreams even as being moms. And just to say that one note about being a mom is balance is an illusion. And it truly is. And so, as I say, you know, we can sleep when we're dead. Because if you're living in your passion, right? I mean, the truth is, if you're living in your passion, you know, I it's not like I'm going all the time, but I'm fueled up by touching people. So, you know, so that's that. And the other book is very excited, Grateful Women series. Lisa Nichols is a transformational speaker and one of my coaches and certainly one of my major mentors. And I was lucky enough to be in a book with her in a book called Grateful Women. So those are two other books that are also on my Amazon page. My book is available on Amazon.com.
Wow. You are busy.
Yes.
I know that you have to board for your flight. I wanted just to take this opportunity to wish you good luck in your beauty contest, Fitness America. And thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, I'm so appreciative. This was just such an honor, and I can't wait to hear more about you and any ways that I can support you. Please reach out, and thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Okay, listeners, that was just a great interview. Please tune in again. Next Wednesday, we have another wonderful guest for you, another learning experience. And until then, good night, be well, be happy.
We celebrate our listeners worldwide and invite you to contact Denise at www.healthmedianow.com with any questions you may have and follow her on Twitter at @HealthMediaNow. And Facebook at Health Media Now. For those interested in an advertising campaign on her show, contact Lisa at KnowledgeWorksPub.com. Be sure to visit GotCancerNowWhat.com for information on Denise Messenger's award-winning book, Got Cancer, Now What?